I think it was quite an obvious one. I think we all spoke at the end of the game how important it was. But I don't think any game's more important than the next in some ways. I think if that was the case, mate, we would be foreseen as throwing certain games away and not caring about some. Obviously, at the back of the result, when you were so desperate and needed a point to sort of settle one or two nerves around the building, it was, but with all due respect to what we've done, it's meaningless now going into the Coventry game. If you want to be a good team, I said to you, one win doesn't make to, all of a sudden mean that you're good. Okay, yeah, you can enjoy it, but it's about building some sort of momentum going into the back end of the season, or going to the end of the season, and focusing on new challenges that lie ahead of us. And the next challenge laid down is a back-to-back win, and then it'll be stay unbeaten till the end of the season. And that's got to be the aim of the team. It's got to be the aim of me. It's got to be the aim of everybody in the building. You can't just think you've cracked something by one result, and I think that's been a problem. I think the mentality maybe in the place has been, oh, we've won a game, we're a good team now. And that's couldn't be further from the truth. Good teams consistently put performance in and consistently put points on the table, and that in some ways is a definition of a good team, is one that keeps winning and has that mentality to keep winning. I said to you, we're going into the back end of the week, about there's a league down there of 9 teams, which obviously there's a disconnection between us and Northampton at the time, and actually with the result of the other day we pulled ourselves think point back then back into it, so we can it's about us trying to stay on top of that league. And I've said to the players, at no stage will we ever come off it. You can't afford to. I think a lot of people are playing for futures in some ways. A lot of people, and every team that you play against has got something to play for. Especially us going into the last 4 games, everybody is in a relegation fight. So you've got a duty of care to perform to the best of your ability for the first and foremost for your fans and for your football club. And we've got to keep winning games. It's as simple as that.
When you drove home on Saturday night, was there a sense of relief within you?
Yeah. You could tell by my reaction at the end of the result. I was very vocal and that, very excited. Listen, it's been a long time coming, and it's been an awful lot of work gone on, and no one's really seen the forward steps that we're making in some ways, because the most important steps are the points that you put on the table, on the board, and that's not been nowhere near good enough. And I've said that openly on a number of times to yourself and publicly about what we believe is success here. But it was nice to drive home with that victory. But I want that to continue. I want us to go into the Easter weekend. Easter weekend's a very, very prominent one in the football calendar. I've always looked at it. It does make and break relegation and promotion dreams. So we've got to make sure that we're at our best. And there's no time like now to start turning this result around and to start building momentum.
Noticeable lift in the players' confidence since that win?
What we have done, obviously, training here, it's not to do with pitches or anything else, it's to take us away from the training ground and just have the players who are playing. And when you come to the back end of a season, obviously, and we've got such a massive club like that we're associated with, there's so many young players and 23s players that have got different objectives to fulfil at the end of the season, and sometimes you can get wrapped up in so many people. Being here allows us just to close the doors and just to fully focus on the job in hand. The only people we have to worry about here is ourselves and winning, and we'll continue to train here, and we'll continue to keep in that group together, our team together, going into the back end of the season. But we have to perform better. Again, there was aspects of the game on Saturday that have to improve.
Charlton on 50 points, will that be sufficient to stop you and the players looking over the shoulder?
No.
What's your target?
It's not so much set a target, because what I don't want to do is set a target of, say, 52, 53, 54 points and then get to it on Friday. And number 3 games to go. Ideally, 60 points would be something you'd love to get, which is 3 wins and a draw. This team, these players are capable of winning all 4, but only with the right mentality. If we don't, we have nobody else to blame other than ourselves.
You go to Coventry, who still believe they've got a fighting chance to stay up, and their manager echoed that last week by saying they've got to win all their games. You're going to come up against a tough proposition, aren't you?
I went to Western Winnings Oxford at Wembley and they performed very well. It was a difficult afternoon for Oxford. And you know what? I was sat with the Coventry fans. I was sat right in the middle of them, so I've seen the support they have was quite remarkable on the day. And that unity and that unified group was unplayable for Oxford, I felt. The noise levels in there were incredible. And the players performed really well to that. So I've seen them at their best. I've seen how difficult it can be. Strikers who can score goals on the day. Midfield players who have tremendous rotation and ball manipulation. A back four that's growing stronger. Wide players who can hurt anybody in this league. So at no stage, listen, this league's got so much better. Gone in the days of teams who were down there that you knew you could just turn up and just walk. It's not the case. The manager's gone in and done a great job and he's galvanised the team. And we've got to make sure that we go there and push to the best of our ability. Listen, them and us fighting for whatever we're fighting for, we both have to go in to try and win. And that's just what we have to do.
There's been speculation about your number two, Richie Barker, and he's been linked with the return to his old club, Rotherham. Has there been an official approach from Rotherham?
No, there's been no official approaches, yeah, that I know of. But I think obviously the man who's got the job is one of his good friends. It's a club that Richie played for, and fans at the club look back and his time there has been very successful. So you can see why the speculation. It's not something that I'm willing to comment on for the foreseeable future. Until our season's over, and then I'll take stock, and then I see what we want to do, and what direction we want to go in. But it's never been a conversation. It's really cropped up with me and him. I've laughed about it. He lives in Brighton, so it's a big commute, and I'm sure it'll be a decision. If it is a decision he's going to make, that he'll make in the summer, and I'm sure once they've made their mind up on what they want to do, I'm sure I'll be first to know.